Hear that, Samantha? Sounds like a late storm coming tonight.
Just before the barley harvest. That may not be good. What was that?
What was what?
Bells. Did you hear? Bells.
Huh?
Shh.
Yes. They're the bells of the lepers. They're coming near our village for the night. Which way is the wind blowing?
From the north.
Oh, thank God. The lepers are south of the village. They can come close if they stay downwind, but not too close.
They better keep their distance. We have enough stones here to stop an army.
Excuse me, please.
Hey, young fella, what's your rush? Hey, you're heading toward the lepers.
That's Enan, the son of Teath, the leper. Sometimes he takes food to leave for his father.
Oh, you poor boy. But remember, don't get closer than 6 feet to the lepers, or you'll become unclean too.
I know the law.
Now, don't be angry, Enan. After all, it's God's finger of judgment upon your father.
That's what they all say. But he's never done anything bad. I don't believe it.
Then why should he be cursed with leprosy,
I don't know. I must go now.
Remember, Enan, 6 feet and stay upwind. Poor boy. I hear his father's really bad. It won't be long now.
Hello, everyone. Uncle Dan and I are very glad you're with us again to hear another story from the time of Jesus.
And this story is especially thrilling.
But it sounds very sad, Uncle Dan. Just imagine the sadness of a boy whose father has leprosy, especially during the time of Jesus, when people felt it was a curse from God.
Yes, Aunt Sue, it was a sad time for lepers. They were not allowed to come close to other people. They couldn't enter a house. Sometimes people threw stones at them. Lepers had to flee from people and live away from villages.
Does your story have a happy ending?
Well, we'll wait and see as we listen to a story called
Jesus the Healer.
Of all the diseases known in the East, leprosy was the most dreaded. Its incurable and contagious character and its horrible effect upon its victims filled the bravest with fear. Among the Jews, it was regarded as a judgment of God for sin and was looked upon as a symbol of sin. The leper, like one already dead, was shut out from the habitations of men and required to sound the alarm to any who might come near them. The Bible doesn't tell us the name of the leper in today's story, but we'll call him Teath, and his son we'll call Enan.
Unclean! Unclean! Lepers! Unclean!
We can stop now. Nobody will be coming this way, with night coming and the storm.
There should be some caves near here where we can find shelter.
I don't think I can move another step. I might as well lie down and die here.
Die? Like an animal, Teath, are you ready for that?
If only there were some hope.
Hope? You speak of hope, Teath? If you could see yourself now, you wouldn't speak of hope.
You're no Absalom yourself, Hiram. Yes, I know that leprosy is consuming me away. I tried to smell a rose today, but...
Yes. The hills are covered with flowers. Fortunately, I still have my eyes, even if my nose is gone.
Maybe there is still hope.
Yeah, the hope of dying soon.
Remember Naaman of Syria during the time of Elisha? He was healed of leprosy.
1,000 years ago. We have no prophets today.
Perhaps we do. Have you heard of Jesus of Nazareth?
No.
I've heard stories. Look, Teath, isn't that your son coming?
Yes, praise God, my faithful son, Enan. At least he isn't afraid of me. And when he can, he brings me food. Enan, son, don't come any closer. Just set the food down on that rock.
Father, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
But
The leprosy is spreading fast. I dare not take the veil off my face, but soon it'll be over.
But, Father, it's not fair. God is not fair.
I cannot judge God, Enan. What have you brought your father?
Some fresh barley loaves Mother baked this morning, and dates and olives. We haven't been able to catch any fish for a few days. The sea has been too stormy. Maybe next time.
Next time, perhaps. How is your mother?
Oh, she's well, Father. You should see...
Don't come any closer, son. But oh, how I'd like to embrace you one more time. Once more as I used to. Enan, my son, have you heard anything of this Jesus of Nazareth? We've heard stories, very unusual stories, but what can you believe?
Jesus? Yes, there are many stories now. He's been by the lake lately, and people have been healed. Isaac can walk now.
Isaac? Uriah's son?
Yes, him.
But he was crippled from birth.
Jesus healed him. Yesterday, Isaac and I even climbed up the hill to pick some mushrooms.
He can walk. Why, that's a miracle. A prophet among us like Elisha. Perhaps this Jesus can heal me.
Not a leper, Tahath. Why would God heal one he cursed in this way?
It won't hurt to ask this Jesus to heal me.
But how can you get close to him, Tahath? We can't come close to anyone. And if you did, he'd run away from you.
I'd better run home. God be with you, Father.
And with you, son.
Come on, let's get out of the rain. Hey, Hath.
I'll find a way. I'll get to Jesus somehow.
Come on, Tahath. You're getting all wet.
I must see him. He's my only hope. Isaac walking. It's a miracle. And there goes my son running back home. Maybe someday I'll go home with him. Oh, dear God, if only it's possible.
After the rains, the flowers bloomed, and the hills of Galilee were covered with all kinds of color. The song of birds filled valleys and hills. It was a wonderful time. And at this time, Jesus walked the hills of Galilee, telling the people the good news of God's love. He also healed the sick, the blind, the crippled, and the deaf. The leper Tahath kept waiting for the right time to go to Jesus. Then, one day, he saw Jesus coming down one of the hillsides and toward a small village by the Lake of Galilee. Tahath forced himself to stand on his withered legs and stumble toward Jesus.
I must get to him, I must. If only I can make my legs move faster.
With every step Tahath took, hope and doubts sprang up in his mind.
A leper has never been healed since the days of Elisha, but this man can heal me. Jesus can heal me. But why should he heal me? I'm not a man of importance like Naaman was. And yet, if this Jesus is a prophet sent from God, or the Messiah, as some say, well, he can heal me. And I'm going to ask. There he is. All those people around him, but perhaps he will curse me as do all the others. Perhaps he'll throw stones at me to drive me away. But look at that. He's healing those people. The man with a crooked arm made straight. The blind, they see.
Praise God. I can see.
I can walk now and run. Oh glory to God.
I am well. My sickness has left me.
Look out! Look out! Chase him away! Look out!
They see me. They see me, but I can't stop now. I must talk to Jesus.
Stay away from us.
You're unclean. Get away from us.
He's heading for Jesus. Quick, stop him.
You stop him. Keep away.
There's Jesus, and he's looking at me. He doesn't seem frightened at all. His eyes, so calm, peaceful, so full of love. He'll help me. I know he'll help me. Lord, if only you will, you can cleanse me of every trace of my disease.
Of course I will.
Look!
The master is reaching out to the leper. He mustn't do that. He'll be unclean too.
I want you to be well. Be healed.
Let the master touch him.
Look at the leper. He's healed.
Look at him.
A young man like a child.
I'm healed. He's no longer a leper.
Not since the last prophet has a leper been healed.
Thank you. Praise God. I'm healed. Jesus, Master, tell me what I should do now. I will follow you the rest of my life.
Go, friend, and be examined immediately by the Jewish priest. Don't stop to speak to anyone along the way. Take along the offering as directed by Moses for a leper who is healed. That way everyone will have proof that you are well again.
Yes, Master. I'll do all that you say. Thank you, Jesus.
He did do what Jesus told him to do. He went to the priest and presented an offering for his healing. Then he went back to his village, to his family, to his son. But he could not keep from telling others what Jesus had done for him. And soon news of this tremendous miracle spread throughout the country. More and more people flocked around Jesus. Finally, the crowds became so great that Jesus had to withdraw from the towns and cities and carry on his work in the open country. The Savior had a purpose in requesting the healed man to remain silent. Jesus knew that the news of this miracle would excite the priests and rulers to further opposition to him and thus hinder his ministry. Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for some quiet moments of prayer and meditation. But when he returned to Capernaum...
Jesus is back! Hurry!
Let's go hear him!
The Master has come back to Capernaum!
We'll see more miracles!
Bring the sick!
News of his arrival spread quickly throughout the city. Soon the house he was staying in was so packed with guests, there wasn't room for another person. Even the area outside the door was packed. But there was one very sick man who just had to see Jesus. That was his only hope.
Please, friends, get me to Jesus. I must get to Jesus or I die.
Oh, there's just no way to get through. I'm sorry, Manoa. We'll have to try some other time.
I can't wait. Please, get me to Jesus.
It's impossible. Perhaps that soldier can help us.
Pardon me, sir. We must get through with Manoa here. He's been paralyzed for many years, and Jesus is his only hope.
Is that so? Too bad. It'll take a cohort of soldiers to make way through this crowd. Besides, what good would it be for this man to see Jesus?
Please, I must see Jesus. I've suffered like this for many, many years. I'll die soon.
Well, go ahead and try. If you can get in, that'll be a miracle in itself.
Thank you, sir. All right, men. Let's go. This way.
Perhaps around that group?
It's not going to work. No one will move for us.
Please, make way. We must get to Jesus.
Hey, you're not the only one.
There's no more room. Absolutely no more room.
Hey, you can't get through that way.
We can't move even if we wanted to.
Perhaps we should wait and catch Jesus some other time.
I can't wait for some other time. It has to be now.
This sun is hot. Let's set the stretcher down and think a few minutes. Maybe we can come up with a workable idea.
Manoa is right. It's today or never.
One thing we could do is find some shade.
I see Peter has the summer roof on the courtyard beams. That gives Jesus and some of the crowd shade at least.
That roof over the courtyard. There's a stairway leading alongside the wall up to the roof.
What are you getting at, Manoa?
I know what he means, and it might work. We can easily remove some of the tiles from the roof over the courtyard and then let Manoa down.
It'll never work. Someone will stop us.
Doing nothing will never work either. It's worth a try. What do you say, fellas?
Sure.
Yes.
It's worth a try. Come on, let's go.
Picking up the stretcher with a paralyzed man, the four friends make their way around the house to the stone stairway. Slowly, carefully, they ascend the stairway to the roof of the house. This roof was flat, and and frequently people slept on the roof during the hot summer months. Then there was another roof, one built just for the summer to keep the sun off the courtyard. This one was made of removable stone tiles.
There. Let's set Manoah down gently. Good. Now let's figure out where Jesus is below us.
The door will be open.
Listen.
For everyone who asks, receives. Anyone who seeks, finds. If only we'll knock, the door will open. If a child asks his father for a loaf of bread, will he be given a stone instead?
Hear that?
If he asks for
That's
a fish,
wonderful.
Will he be
I
given
never thought
a
of God
snake?
Being like that. Of
here, course. Right here. And if Jesus must be right under father, here.
Good.
Sinful men know how
Easy
to give
now.
Good gifts to
Help
children.
Me take away some of these tiles.
Your Father in heaven even more certainly give good gifts to those who
If we make too much noise, somebody might raise a
Do
fuss.
For others what you
Do you see Jesus?
Yes. He's almost right under us. A few more tiles on the right. Man, it's a crowd down there.
I want to see Jesus.
Just a minute now, Manoah. Oh, some people are looking up at us.
Just keep working. Just a few more of these tiles. Good. Okay, men. Gently. Let the stretcher down gently. That's it. Keep hold of the ropes. Good.
Hey, what's going on up there?
Someone tore up the roof.
Well, look, they're letting down a stretcher.
It has poor Manoah on it.
Let's get them out of here. They're disturbing the master's preaching.
Wait, let's see what will happen.
Yeah, I'll stick around for this.
Gently, the four friends let Manoah down. Finally, the stretcher stopped in front of Jesus. Manoah looked up into the kindest face he'd ever seen. The crippled man's eyes were filled with tears. His heart cried out for something even greater than healing.
Poor Manoah, he can't speak now.
Shh! Listen! The master is stooping down to him.
Oh, how can I tell him what's on my heart? I need more than healing. Oh, Lord, in your tender mercy, forgive my sins and heal me.
Well, he can't speak, I tell you.
But Jesus seems to understand what Manoah wants.
Have courage, my friend. Your sins are forgiven.
Well, no great miracle after all.
Ah, but look at the priests and Pharisees. I don't think they liked what Jesus said.
No, that's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. Blasphemy. He speaks against God. Who does he think he is? God himself?
Why is it blasphemy? Which do you think is easier for me to do? To say I have forgiven his sins, or to actually heal him? Now I will prove that I have the power to forgive sin. I will use the same power to heal this man. Friend, get up. Take your stretcher and go home.
Get up? I can get up? I can get up!
Look! Manoah's moving! He hasn't been able to move a finger in years!
I can stand!
He's moving.
I can move! Look, I can walk! Praise God! I'm healed! I'm forgiven and healed! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Master! Yes, yes, now I must go home and tell my family.
Manoah jumped up and raced through the crowd as they made way for him. But the Pharisees and priests from Jerusalem were not so happy. In fact, they were angry.
Come on, let's get out of here. It won't do any good to stay here now and try to speak against this Jesus. These common people wouldn't listen to reason.
Oh, you're right.
Make way! Let us through!
Yes, let us through!
Let us through!
Let us through there, make way! I'm glad to be away from that motley crowd.
Well, what are we going to do now, Rabbi Zedekiah? It appears that this Jesus is some power from heaven.
No, he does miracles through the power of Satan.
We could gladly accept him as a man, but he claims to be like God when he forgives sins.
What blasphemy. If these Galileans were followers of Moses, like we are, they would have stoned him.
But he does seem to be very popular with these common people. And really, is it such a great harm to tell a poor man like that, Manoah, that his sins are forgiven?
Harm? Do you realize what would happen if all our people believed that forgiveness was so easy to get? Why, what would happen to our sacrifices in the temple? What would happen to the priests? If a man could go directly for forgiveness to a man like Jesus?
Oh, I never thought of that.
It could take away a lot of sacrifices and offerings.
And power. We must go back to Jerusalem immediately and talk with the high priest and other leaders. Yes. This Jesus must be stopped. Otherwise, all these people will soon believe that he's some great prophet, perhaps even the Messiah. And then, what would become of us?
Oh, you're right, of course. We must find a way to stop him, and soon.
Stop him permanently.
The Pharisees and priests saw that Jesus possessed power from God, a power they didn't have. The paralytic left Peter's home rejoicing and praising God, happy for forgiveness and healing. The Pharisees left the same home jealous and angry. They went away to invent new schemes for silencing the Son of God.